Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing in this morning hour. Most gracious, ever faithful and glorious God, in the morning of this Sabbath day, we have been assembled by thy kind and caring hand. We receive a place in the house of prayer. We may sit or stand around thy holy testimony. And presently, O Lord, then it shall be that we may hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And now thou dost call upon us that we may seek thee and bring our petitions unto thee, that our needs and wants may be laid before thy countenance. How it behooves us then, O Lord, to acknowledge thy goodness and thy mercy. Thou hast spared and thou hast kept also in the weeks and in the months past. And Lord, then there are so many reasons to give thanks unto thee. And of ourselves, Lord, there is none that can truly acknowledge thee. But when thou comest over in the hearts of thy people, they cannot bow deep enough. And they cannot try to lift up thee high enough. For thou art good, and thou art good. Thou art such a glorious, eternal, pure, and perfect God. Lord, we have come in thy house. May we then be together in thy favor. Thou hast yet been mindful of the congregation. A father and widower received surgery, and already he is home. Lord, thou hast made it well thus far. Give him healing mercies. Restore his health. And oh, that the profiting may appear, that thou wouldest sanctify this calling, this affliction, wherein thou hast dealt so kindly with him, that also in the midst of the family there may be acknowledgement, but then also that there may be profit in the souls. And Lord, also there is desire yet to acknowledge thee for a mother and grandmother, a wife who received such long surgery. And already in the past week and again in this week in thy house. Lord, who could ever imagine it? But thou art a wonder-doing God. And now to receive a heart of thanksgiving, oh, that would be such a grace. There is a people that learn what it says in the catechism, that the chief part of thankfulness that ends up in prayer once again. Lord, spared thou hast all of us, though there is also weakness in the midst of the congregation. A mother and grandmother declining, Lord, visit her with thy salvation. Be near and dear. Grant what is needed. Be with those in the homes of care, those who cannot come to thy house, those who are burdened, those who are grieving, those who have sorrow, those who have handicaps. Every case is known to thee, Lord, visit them in grace. For we all hasten to eternity, There is not one who steps away from the grave, but we are all stepping towards the grave. And how soon shall it be that we have to step into the grave? But wilt thou then prepare us for eternity, while the day is still cold, while it is still that precious time of salvation? Oh, that in this morning hour thy word may yet be applied by thee, that sinners will be converted unto thee. Lord, thou dost come not to seek the righteous, but to call sinners to repentance, to seek and to save that which was lost. And then it is a wonder, Lord, if that might still take place in the midst of the congregation. We are together with fathers and mothers, with elderly ones, with grandparents, with lonely ones, with children and young people. But we all carry one soul for eternity. May it be bound upon our heart, that we cannot die the way we are born, that a wonder must take place between the cradle and the grave. And Lord, that is for each one of us also, those who visit, those who listen along from various places. We all have an account with thee, and one time it shall be, come and give that account, for we shall stand before the judgment seat. But now it is still that precious time of salvation, and the call goes out, be ye reconciled unto God. Oh, that the love of Christ would constrain us, but that also that wrath of God, that awful condemnation, would yet urge us to seek thee before it is forever too late. Lord, remember thy Zion over the length and breadth of this earth. Thou knowest how it is in low estate in many places, and nevertheless thou dost continue, and thou still showest thy favor, and thou still hast thy truly called and anointed servants, and thou dost give in the vacant places that thy word may be read, or that these means may be blessed by thee. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Lord, grant also those in distress and trouble, in persecution and loneliness, those who are scattered hither and yon, thy care and thy visits. For it is an evil world, and the judgments are lowering. And we must observe that the king's business requireth haste. But wilt thou then give, Lord, to what is needed? Be mindful of all thy servants. Also one who went to the old country, and suddenly they were plunged into mourning. Lord, uphold and strengthen, and give yet comfort. Be then mindful also of those who labor upon the mission field. Lord, bless them also, and that Jew and Gentile might be converted unto thee. Thou knowest what is needed in all those cases. And Lord, when we are now together once again, then we may look back, and then we may try to acknowledge thee, how caring, how loving, how gently thou hast dealt with us. And hitherto, Lord, hitherto, oh, thou knowest how it is within. Wilt thou now receive it? Wilt thou work it? Wilt thou grant it? Be mindful of us. of the whole congregation, even as Peter had experienced that prayer was made. Lord, and hitherto thou hast answered also those prayers. Remember us then in this morning hour. Whatever we forget, wilt thou not forget it, Lord. But wilt thou be mindful of us, and that the outgoings of this day may be unto the honor and glory of thy most worthy name. Oh, who can ever exalt thee high enough? And it is so true what the poet experienced, that he was glad to hear that welcome sound. And now thou hast given that we may be together. And may it then be in truth, Lord, to bow before thee here. We ask it, not because of us, but because of that pleasure that thou hast in thy beloved Son. Because of him who has suffered and bled and died, who has merited all salvation, who cares for his own, Lord, that also him may yet be exalted, and that we may be administered out of his fullness and receive grace for grace. Lord, look upon us in thy kind compassion. We ask it all for Jesus' sake. Amen.